Okay, we come to the end of the Haftarah of Parshas Emor. We have learned here in Yecheskel that there's a description of someone who appears to be the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And it mentions some of the halachas that apply to a Kohen Gadol. But we had difficulties. The difficulties included the fact that the description of his work is in the Chotzer, which is not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the fact that he's referred to in Lashon Rabbim, which appears not to be accurately a Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, Rashi seems to be saying we're talking about a Kohen Gadol. What? We said he's not a marrying almana, which at least fits in that regard, but the problem was it said that he's allowed to marry an almana from another Kayin, which is not, just not true, about a Kayin Gadol. So tonight, let's learn Pasuk Chaf Hei, and we will, discuss an alternative pshat. We ended yesterday the other night with Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vel Meis Adam Lo Yavai Latama. He's not a bimitami to an ordinary person. That's true about every Kayin. Kiyim La'avu La'aim, only father, mother, Beinu Labas, son and daughter, La'achu La'acha, his brother and sister, Ashalai Salish, a sister that was never married, Yitama'um. So left out the wife. The wife is missing, which seems to be something of a problem, because if it's talking about a Kayin Gadol, he's not a bimitami to any of them. So about a Kayin Hedyit, he should be allowed to be mitami to his wife. So I'd like to read you what you'll undoubtedly find to be a surprising Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Avol, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. And the Rambam says that a Kayin is allowed to be mitame to six Kraivim in HaTayra. To the father, mother, son, daughter, brother, and sister. What about a wife? The Rambam writes, Ishtai Shal Kayin, Mistame la al karchai, veine mitame la el medivrei seifrim. He says that minatayra kain is not allowed to be mitame to a wife. It's a takana derabanan. It's a funny thing. It's like it's a kula derabanan that is mitame to her. Asa uha kemeis mitzvah. A kain is allowed to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. So he said meis mitzvah is someone who has no one else to be mitapel with the meis. A man's wife is like a meis mitzvah, kivan she'ein lo yairish elahu. Since a married woman has her belongings fall by Yerusha to her husband, so leisimsa mishias asekba, he will not find anybody to be Isaac. A child who doesn't get Yerusha is going to say, why should I spend money on burying her if the Yerusha goes to the husband? And therefore the Rambam holds that this is only mutter b'drabanan. So according to the Rambam, we have no problem with our psukim. So it's interesting, the Chumash doesn't say anything about a wife b'feirish. It says, kim l'she'eroi ha'karev elav, which Rashi says refers to a wife. She'er is an expression used, she'erok susavai nasalei yagrazi yulashin, that's used for a wife. So Rashi learns that it applies to a wife, and then the question is why Yecheskel doesn't mention the wife, which is a good kasha. However, the Rambam learns that it does not apply to a wife, and according to that, we have here at least something of a pshat.
How does the Rambam explain
what it says, Sherim means his flesh, so he says it means to his relatives. That's how he would interpret it. The Re'im, the Mizrahi on Rashi, brings the Rambam is holding this way. Now, the problem, of course, is that if this Torah is talking about a Kohen Gadol, then this makes no sense at all, because he's not a bimitami to anybody. So the Malbim on these psukim says that this is referring to an ordinary Kohen, and that in the Bayis HaShlishi, the status of the ordinary Kohen will be raised so that some of their dinim will be similar to that of a Kohen Gadol. The status will be raised, they'll be allowed to do avodah with begadim similar to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but not lekula. Since there's a mitzvah to be mitame to these krivim, we're not going to be mekel, but otherwise the status will be raised. That's how the Malbim explains these psukim.
Well, clearly, starting with Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it looks like it has changed to in other words, the beginning was about the avodah on Yom Kippur, getting back to
And that's switching to a neri kainim. Maybe, according to Rashi, we have to say that. You're right.
It's not after the pasuk of Aleph that looks like it's
Well, the mention of the Almana looks at least partially that way. Although it qualified the Almana case. Pasuk Chavav is another Chumrah. V'achrei Toharasei Shivas Yomim Yisperulai. Normally, if someone is Tameh and becomes Tar, for Tumas Meis it takes 7 days, but once a person is Tar, they can go, they need Harav Shemesh, and the next day they can go in and do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in the Bayis HaShlishi, there'll be an additional 7 days. If the Tahara, there'll be 7 more days before the Kayin can do Avaida. Ubiyayim Bayeh LaKaydish HaLachatzer HaPnimis L'Sharis BaKaydish Yakriv Chatosai Nu'um Hashem Alekim. It's a very confusing pasuk. It sounds like every time he becomes Tameh, and he becomes Tar again, when he returns, he brings a Karban Chatos. Now, that's not so. So the Mefarshim explained that this refers to the initial time a Kayin goes into the Beis HaMikdash. There's something called the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch we know as a Sefer that's Mefarish to Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch is actually a Mincha that every Kayin brings the first day he goes into Du Avayda. So, V'achrei, Ubiyayim Bayei, Allah Kaydesh, Allah Chatzer Apnimis, L'Sharis BaKaydesh, on the first day, that he comes in to do the Avaida. Rashi says, B'yayboye t'chila, when he first comes in. So then he has this mitzvah to bring the Asira Saifa, which is the carbon. The Kayin Gadol brings in Asira Saifa every day. We call it Chavitin. A regular Kayin brings it only on the day that he's inaugurated, when he starts doing the Avaida, no Meshem Alekim. The question is, what is this doing here? That's in the Chumash. And the Malbim again, the Malbim says that it's a chiddush, that even those Kayanim who did Avoida died and get up at Tchias HaMesim, they will also have to bring this Minchas Chinuch, the Mincha of Chinuch, to start again. And he brings a similar din, that in the Bayis Sheni, Kayanim who had done the Avoida in the Bayis Rishon and were somehow allowed to do the Avoida again in the Bayis Sheni, brought a carbon Minchas Chinuch, brought this. What? It's a Karban Chatos. It's a good question, but the Chinuch carbon is a Chatos, and in general, for a Kapara, somebody who is an ordinary Jew and suddenly is elevated to do Avodah in Beis HaMikdash brings a carbon to Mimachat.
Did the Kohanim also retire after 60 like the Levim, or they continued on?
Even if Kainim retired, they could bring their own Karbanis for always.
About 7 year gap between the first one and the
second. Well, yeah, although they were 52 years, they brought Karbanis for a brief period after 52 years. The Bayis Sheni was not yet built, but nevertheless, there was a, when they first returned, they brought Karbanis because Makriv and Af Bishayim Bayis on the Makim. So, to a certain degree, they did bring. Okay. Did who have oil in Levona? The Mincha Avitin? Well, every Mincha has oil, but not Levona. Levona is Ketaris.
Right. Here he called it that means it cannot have oil.
What cannot have oil? What, the Mincha cannot have oil?
The one for a cat?
What?
The one for a cat doesn't.
It doesn't, so I'm not familiar with. Okay, that's so.
Is this calling it on a minchas chafis over here? It's a chafis, an animal, no? Or is it a minchas?
This is a mincha, no.
It's an animal, right?
You mean the fact is Yakriv Chatosai, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Zu Asira Saifa Shalai, Shakayin Hedyet, Tarasir Biyem Chinuchai. So he refers you to Vayikra Vav Yud Gimel, to the Michas. You may be right. Pasuk Chav Ches, Every pasuk is a problem. What does this pasuk say? That when the kohen does the avoda, bang, so that's his nachla, and therefore they get no nachla in Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? That at some time Mashiach Leviim, we're going to get finally, we're going to get the chelik. The land will be divided, and the Sheva Levi gets a portion. And bang, here it says that you don't get a portion. So the only way out with this pasuk is to understand that Shevet Levi will get a chelik, but not the Kayanim. Leviim will get, but the Kayanim still won't get a chelik. Now this fits well with the Chiddush of Dara Chaim HaKadosh, who writes that La'asid Lavai, the Bechayrim, will return to the Avaida. It can't mean in place of the Kuhuna. It's clear from the Gemara in numerous places that the Kainim will do the Avaida Lasid Lavai. If the Archaim HaKadosh, we don't know where he got it from, but he says this idea that Lasid Lavai, the Bechayrim, will come back, that'll only be for the Chalik of the Leviim, not for the Chalik of the Kainim. The Kainim had the Chalik long before the Egel. Rashi says in Shemais that Kuhuna was taken from Maish and given to Aaron. That's before the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel didn't take away the Bechaylik HaBechayr and give it to the Kayanim. It took Chayr and gave it to the Leviim. The Bechayrim would have had the Chelik of the Leviim. If that's the case, so it doesn't bother me so much whether it'll be Leviim or Bechayrim. I'm same either way. That's not what Yaakov told Esav. Well, Yaakov and Esav were talking about, you seem to be talking about the Chelik HaKuhuna. See, there was different, because there, the Bechar would become Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would have Kuhuna. The one who lost out, didn't become one of the 11 Shvatim. He lost the whole business. So, it's not so much of a riot. If Leviim are drunk when they do the Avaida, they chayav Misa, when they do their things, are they chayav Misa? I better find out. If they are, then at least they would explain that. Chesko was a kain as well, by the way. Chesko was a kain. Chav tes hamincha v'achatas v'asham heim yoichlum. So they'll be entitled to eat the karbonis, for chayrim be Yisrael lahem yiyu, and the chayrim is, which is the kayanim. Vereishis kol bikurei koil, and a lot of reishis, including reishis hagez, goes to them. V'chol trumas koil, mekol trumasechem lakayin yiyu, and all of the trumas, go to the kayanim. Vereishis arisai sechem, that's chala, tidnu lakayin lo niach brocha el beisecha. The chala also goes to the kayin, to bring a blessing upon your home. In Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Talmud Dekra has Pirush on Nach, mostly on Daf Tiris. He says that the custom in Birchas Hamazon to say Rachamnu Yavarech Oisi Vesishti, Bishlam if you eat by someone, they say Yavarech, as Balabayas says, at least you're thanking them for the food. But we have a custom to say Rachamnu Yavarech Oisi Vesishti, why are you saying that after benching? Why don't you do that after every mitzvah, after the Sefirah Sayyim, you say, Arach Yivarach Haisi Vesishti. So he says, the source is this, that it says here that after the separating of challah, it brings a bracha to a person's house, and you only bench after eating bread. Typically bread involves the afrashas challah. So since the promise is l'haniach bracha el beisecha, therefore the harach of the yavarech is appropriate after someone eats bread. That's how he explains it. And finally, the last pasuk, kol nevela utreifa, mina oifa mina behema lo yechlu akayanim. Kayanim are not allowed to eat nevela and treifa. So what's going on here? What's it doing here? No one's allowed to eat nevela and treifa. Well, we have that problem on the pasuk in Chumash as well. This week's parasha and parasha Semar, and this is one of the similarities between the parasha. You find between Sheni and Shlishi, again, a specific pasuk referring to Kayanim. Nevelu trefelo yechel tama ba ni Hashem. I take that back. Oh yeah, Daber Lahem Velbanav. Yeah, this is all in the parasha of Daber Lahem Velbanav. Yeah, pasuk ches, nevelu trefelo yechel tama ba. And the Hashem, so we have here a pasuk about the Velo Trefa. So Rashi has a pshat, but the simple pshat is that even though a kayin is allowed to eat malika, a kayin eats a carbon, not a carbon behema, but a carbon eif, that you do malika. Now all shechita is from the front of the neck. Malika is from the back of the neck, and it's not done in the eifin of shechita. Shechita is done by slicing, and the malika is done by pressure, and it would have a din nevela. If Yisrael ate, or you took a non-carbon and ate it, Yisrael b'chayef in nevela. So you might think that a kayin is somehow exempt from these rules. So therefore it says, that the rules nevertheless apply to them as well. So that's a Gemara Menachos that Rashi brings, and it explains this last pasuk. So basically, Yecheskel here completes a long description of Mechemes Gog Magog, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and the setting up of the Kohuna, which will return to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the end of Yecheskel's Nevuah regarding the new Beis Hamikdash. So we certainly hope to see all this happen. The Meher of Yameinu, to see the Kainan back by Vaidasam. And this is all referring to the B'nai Tzadik, to one family of Kainim, all the Kainim today. Nobody knows which family they may come from. And not all the descendants of Aaron are going to be allowed to do the Avaida. These psukim refer specifically to the descendants of the B'nai Tzadik, who did not share in the Avaida Zara as Kainim. And they're going to be entitled to come back and to have this elevated form of kahuna. We finally finished the whole haftarah.